Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey, coach, and welcome to this week's episode of She Coaches Coaches. Today, we're diving into an exclusive excerpt from one of my most popular masterclasses, How to Thrive as a Coach and Unlock Six-Figure Success. This is a two-part series where you can listen in as we talk about what it takes to create a six-figure coaching business. And guess what? It's not as complicated as you think. For part one, the foundations of six-figure coaching, in that episode, we're laying down the very foundations that are going to help you build and grow your coaching business into a six-figure success. We cover everything from defining what exactly is a six-figure coach and the essential strategies and systems you need to put into place. Whether you're just starting out or looking to scale up, this episode is packed with actionable advice to help you navigate your journey with confidence. And for part two, Conquering Coaching Challenges Beyond the Basics, I want you to tune into that episode in the series as well, as we dive deeper into the challenges that many coaches face on their path to success. We explore common obstacles like overcoming overwhelm, avoiding shiny object syndrome, and conquering fear, ensuring you're equipped to not only meet, but break through all your barriers to reaching your coaching goals. This session is crucial for anybody who is ready to tackle the tougher aspects of coaching head on. So I am so glad you're here to enjoy this two-part series. Make sure you subscribe to your podcast on your favorite platform so you don't miss any of the insightful episodes. Ready to transform your coaching career? Great. Let's get started. This is the path that we're going. We're going to start down here with what's a six-figure coach. Like, let's define what that thing actually is. And then how do you actually become one? This is the maps around becoming a six-figure coach. What are the essentials that a coaching business needs to be able to be a six-figure coaching business? And then what are those mindset struggles that we might have? We all have them. And so let's talk about them. And what are some simple solutions that you can put in place to help yourself over that? Then when we're done, you guys get to ask me a question. You choose. You can put your hand up for laser coaching. I am happy and open to help you in any way I can. All right. So that's where we're going today. So we're going to start with, what is a six-figure coach? All right. So what is that? And it's a term that is thrown around so often on social media and in from the marketers that I get emails from, this desire to be a six-figure coach. But then, like, what is that really, right? So simply put, you have sales of $100,000 or more in a 12-month period. Now, I'm focused in this situation on mainly US and Canada. Different countries, different currencies. You have different mathematics, right? But
$100,000 is this standard term that we hear, six-figure coach, in North America and also in the EU. I see it a lot, and in Australia too. But this is what it is. 12 months, you collect $100,000, all right? So if you're in a different currency, translate it into your currency. You got a different number. But it doesn't mean that you have to do it from January to December. You can be a six-figure coach if you start April 1st and end March 31st. A 12-month period, you collect $100,000, you are a six-figure coach. So there's an important concept that is not often spoken about when you hear that term. And that's the word sales or revenue versus profit. Those are two really important terms that you need to remember when you're thinking about what you want your coaching practice to look like. So a six-figure coach is defined as having sales, the money you receive, of $100,000 in a year or in 12 months. But profit is how much money you've got left over after you've paid your business expenses. So businesses have costs. It's part of doing business. Things like if you have a paid Zoom account, or you have a website, or you sign up for some kind of training, or you do some advertising, those are all expenses that will apply to your business. So sales of $100,000 is one thing, and that's important. But how much are you left over with after you've paid your expenses? That number is even more important, and it's often not talked about. So there's a little known fact that there are many six, seven, and eight figure businesses. So those are people who are making between $100,000 and about $99 million. There's lots of people that make that much money in their sales, but they spend the bulk of it promoting and running their business. They might spend huge dollars on advertising costs. So just because they receive it doesn't mean they get to keep it. They can often get set up in a business where there's so much cost that they're left over. What they've got left over is very little. And I don't want you to be in that position. I'm a person who believes in organic marketing. Organic means no paid ads, because I want you to maximize your profit. If you make $100,000, I want you to have $90,000 or $95,000 in your pocket at the end of the year, right? Much more important to do that than make $100,000, receive $100,000, and only be left over with $5,000. That's not going to serve you. It's not going to create the life you want. All right, so you get to choose. So you may not actually even want to be a six-figure business. And that is completely okay. That is up to you. Remember, it's not how much you receive. It's how much you keep. How much is left over to fund your life, the lifestyle, and the goals that you want. That is what matters. It is completely fine if you would like to make an additional $25,000 a year. That is fine. That is your choice. Your business, your choice. And then there are some of you that six figures isn't enough. Maybe you have a life that has a number of responsibilities, a heavy mortgage, kids going to college, whatever. You want to save for a retirement. Maybe six figures isn't enough. That's okay too. You get to choose. Do you even want to be a six-figure business owner? Who knows? You're the only person that gets to decide. All right. So we've got this idea that you get to choose. We know what a six-figure business is. We know that's what's left over is the most important thing. Now we've got the math. So what are the numbers that go into play here? So there's no dream that's too big or too small. And I want you to allow yourself to have your own dream. And this is the other thing that's part of the math. It is not complicated to create a $100,000 coaching business. I've got two examples on the screen here. So the first is, if you had nine private clients who paid you $1,000 a month for 12 months, you would have made $108,000. So you might speak to those nine people every week, or you might speak to them every other week. But nine people on your client roster paying you that one number every single month for 12 months, and that's it. Done. The math can be pretty simple, right? Or maybe you have 18 people that pay you $500 a month every single month. You get the same revenue coming in. You get to decide what you're going to charge and how you're going to work with people. So the math is simple. It's number of clients times the package price or the amount that you charge per month times 12 months. And that's how you figure it out. It doesn't have to be a complex equation. So I've got a bonus for you. And it's something that will be tucked in my Coaching Success Circle resource file. It is a spreadsheet that you can use to plug some numbers in and see, does that give me the income that I actually want or not? So it's a little bonus that I'm going to be sharing with you when I share the replay. But this is going to be the standard thing that you're going to see in the Coaching Success Circle for those of you who are members of that. All right, and this is what the spreadsheet is going to look like. So it gives you a place to say, how much do I want to make in a year? You type in your number. And then this, here's how I do it, is calculated for you. So you're going to say, maybe I want some individual coaching. How many will I deliver and what's the price? It's going to multiply it out. And then you're just going to play with, how many people do I want at the rate that I want to charge? If I want to make $100,000, how will I do that? So you can play with this spreadsheet. And what you're going to notice is that you've got lots of different options. The screenshot doesn't show all of them, but you've got things like individual coaching, group coaching, VIP days, workshops, digital products, ebooks, retreats, speaking engagements. And so you might choose to have a whole variety of service types for your business. That's up to you. If you're getting started, I don't recommend it. And here's why. If you're new, this is where I recommend that you start. Choose private coaching. You with one other client. Here's why. It is so much easier to enroll one person at a time. You meet one person, you invite them to be your client, and then you help them one-on-one. It is the fastest, least complicated approach to building a coaching practice when you're starting out. And then you're focused on that one person during your time together, and you help them get amazing results. That is the easiest path as a newer coach. As you get adept at that, and you have a larger audience, you can move into group coaching, moving into other different ways of doing things. But if you're new, this is the simplest path for you to start with. So we've talked about what is a six-figure coach, profit, sales. There's ways of you figuring out what's going to work for you. So do you want to hear the process? What are the steps that you need to become a six-figure coach? Type it in the chat. And if the answer is no, I'm going to assume you're not typing. That's okay. All right. So what are the essentials? So the essentials, there are four essentials. One is the concept of dream client. So this is the dream person, the persona that you would love to work with. This is a person who maybe it's not the demographics, but it's the qualities and characteristics and values that that person has. So do you like to work with people who love to learn, for example, or people who are really value family or really value their health? What are the characteristics? What is the dream person that you love to work with? So that's the first essential. And so why do we choose a dream client? We choose this because these are the people that you are the most energized and excited to work with. And you do your best work with them. And then because you're energized and excited and you do your best work and they show up, they get the best results. So it is actually the way to help your clients get the best results by choosing to work with the people that you are the best match for. The second thing you need is an irresistible offer. So what is an irresistible offer? It is something that you are motivated to deliver. you like this thing. It can help somebody. You know that you can support them. And your dream client wants the outcome. So your dream client is the person who has those characteristics. And like every person, they have challenges. Now, some of those challenges they want help with. That is where you see that irresistible offer. That is where it's something you've got a skill and a belief in. You can help that best matched person and you help them get the thing that they want. So it's another name for a very specific kind of coaching package. It's where we choose the what, also known as the niche, but like, what is the thing that you help people with? Is it productivity? Is it sleep? Is it better relationships? What's the what? And then the dream client is the who. Who are the people that you love to work with, that you are best able to help? And the solution is, what's the outcome? So what's the problem? Who do you help? And what's the result of working with you? Those things together is an irresistible offer. Notice this. When you work with dream clients that you love to work with, you have an irresistible offer. You're super excited to talk about it. Like, you're not hesitant to say, hey, I could really help you with learning how to sleep better. Or if you're feeling really stressed out, I've got a system that I have worked with myself and people that I know have gotten great results. I could help you with that. It is so easy to book sales calls and it's so easy to sign clients because they want it and you know how to help them. You're no longer feeling all salesy and pushy. So number three of the essentials is connect. So before anyone can be interested in working with you, it's best if you have shown them that you can help them. I know it sounds so obvious, right? But this is one of the things that we often overlook. People might be in your orbit. They might be in your space, but they don't know that you could help them with that challenge. So how do you do that? Well, you talk about what you can help them with. People get to learn that you can help them with that. They get some help from you, for example, and then they're more interested. Coaching is a relationship business. Either you are talking to individuals or you're talking to larger groups of people. It doesn't matter. It's still individual connection. So remember this, that people don't care what you know or what you've accomplished until they know that you actually understand their challenge. So this is a quote, and I can't remember who I said it, and I'm sorry because I would have credited them, but this is really important. The people that you work with need to understand that you actually understand what's going on with them. You don't have to know every single thing, but to understand, oh, I know that challenge. I understand about that challenge. I hear you. I see you as an individual. And then it becomes easy to say, I can help you. As we are connecting, we're thinking, how do we create clients? How do we attract clients? And this is just sort of an overview of that. I'm not going to go deep into the client creation system, but just know that it's good to have a system that you use, because if you have a system, it's a process. And a process you can look at and say, what's working? Where can I improve? So systems are always great for that type of thing. And then finally, in the essentials, we have the invitation. We actually have to tell people we can help them. We have to invite them to work with us. Some of us find it hard to do that, but I've got two sentences for you that is going to show you how to do it. They can keep it super simple. These are both invitations. Would you like some help with that? I can help you. Super simple invitation, open-ended, not attached. You're just asking, you're a human asking another person, would you like some help with that? So where are we at? So we've talked about the essentials. These are the essentials of every successful coaching practice. These are the essentials of a thriving coach, a six-figure coach, a seven-figure coach. They're always the same. Dream client, irresistible offer, connect with people, and invite. Those are your essentials. So it sounds easy, right? And this is where it gets a little bit mucky. I always recommend that you choose one simple path. If your business isn't quite where you want it to be, choose one path. You choose one thing that you like and that you're good at. And then you solve one problem for one dream client and you help them get the best results. That one simple path is like a laser. And that is actually the fastest path to create the business that you want. We get tangled because we think, I can't be so narrow. I can't be like a laser beam. I have to be more like the sunshine shining on everybody. I can help so many people with so many things. But this, choosing the one thing, one problem, one solution, one dream client, this is your fastest way. And it's counterintuitive, but then the people who have that one challenge that you can help them with, they really hear you. And when you keep teaching people, you keep sharing, you keep supporting people with this one problem, they know that you are an expert. So in my example earlier, maybe you're really great at helping people sleep, right? What's the one thing they really want to wake up tomorrow morning feeling rested and feeling like they've got a clear head? That is a problem that people want so much help with. One thing, how do you help them? One person, that result that they want, to wake up tomorrow morning and feel refreshed. Help them get that in the fastest, easiest way possible. This is the simple path, the most effective path to six figures or to whatever your goal is.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.